Peace and blessings, y'all, and welcome to another kicking episode of Keeping It Real, where we are keeping it real. So in this episode, we're going to dive right into the deep, beautiful blue ocean and get started into the heart of the action. So hold on to your life vests and remember to keep your hands and feet inside the automobile at all times. And so in this spicy episode of Keeping It Real, we are going to be talking about the Sevmi Khordad. That's right, that is Persian for the third of Khordad, which is the liberation of Khurramshahr. And so in this episode, we are going to be talking about a savage wolf.
Yip, yip, yip.
The sacred defense. And some heartless ringleader. I like this guy. Yeah, he's a good guy. We like you. Okay. So the 1979 Islamic Revolution is victorious and all the people are cheering and chanting. I mean, they're just loving everything that's going down. They are going Islamic Republic, right? Neither East nor the West. Islam is the best. Right? What else? Begumarg Barshah. Begumarg Barshah. That's a good one. Right? Everything is just excellent. I mean, what an awesome day for Islam. What an awesome day for the Muslims. What a proud day for the oppressed masses all across the world, right? The foreign masters were kicked out of this country of Iran. There was no more whoosh going on in this country, right? The people had power in their hands and they were finally living with the peace and the freedom and the security that they always had dreamed of. But they couldn't under the domination of these arrogant powers, especially Mr. Khan P. And speaking of Mr. Khan P, Mr. Khan P had just taken this one-way trip out the country. He was gone, and the man, Imam Khomeini, was the head of the state. I mean, what could be better, right? Everything was just awesome. The Islamic Republic of Iran was blossoming like this beautiful rose in the spring morning, crisp, you know, dewy weather type thing. Khulase, it was really, really exciting. There was so much to look forward to. The future was excellent. But as you would expect, this whole Islamic revolution and take power back into the hands of the downtrodden and take it away from the arrogant Western powers, this whole thing did not go too well. I mean, Western imperialist, colonialist powers, they do not want freedom, they do not want independence, they do not want people, you know, taking their lives into their own hands. So, of course, they were really upset with Imam Khomeini and the Muslims of Iran, because Imam Khomeini had just slapped these Western powers incredibly, incredibly hard. And I mean, it wasn't like a regular slap. It was like a really hard slap that makes your face go all red and your ear starts to go bing. That's how Imam Khomeini and the Muslims of Iran slapped the Western powers. Kabuzz, you know? So, of course, this whole thing was really, really upsetting to the Western powers. And so, of course, you know, the Western powers with this huge red handprint on their face, right? They say, it's time to send in one of our poupées. If you watch the episodes, poupée is short for puppet. So they decide to send in one of their poupées into the scene because the Muslims of Iran and Imam Khomeini all of a sudden have decided to take power into their own hands, and the Islamic Revolution is in full swing. So who do they send in? They send in a savage wolf. And thus enters into the scene Saddam, also known in the West as Sodom. They call him Sodom. Saddam Hussein.
A man chooses, a slave obeys.
Now, some of y'all might be a little bit young to remember who this guy, Savage Wolf Saddam, really was. But yo, man, this guy was loco. He was straight up crazy. He had a couple of, you know, screws lost in his head. He was crazy, right? He was as loco as they come, right? Loco is crazy in Spanish. He was as loco as they come, right? I mean, there is a reason why we call old boy Saddam a savage wolf, you know, because Ana Abna'ud Dalil. That's Arabic, you know, it means we are the sons of Dalil. Correction, the actual term is Nahnu Abna'ud Dalil. That means we are the sons of Dalil. Anyways, so this savage wolf was committing countless, numerous, you know, human rights abuses. He was committing these crimes left and right in the country of Iraq, right? At least 250,000 arbitrary killings, right? 250,000, that's a quarter million people that this guy, the savage wolf, was, what was he doing? He was arbitrarily killing. A quarter million people. And in case some of y'all don't know what arbitrary killing is, it means they kill you for no reason. They got no reason to kill you. They just want to kill you, so they come and they kill you. It's like, you know, we want to arbitrarily kill this guy, so kill him. Like, we're going to kill him, so kill him. 250,000 people, a quarter a million people, have been killed by this loco, the savage wolf, Saddam, right? Just in Iraq. What's really crazy is, despite this guy killing 250,000 people, this is minimum, right? There's so many that people just don't know, right? It's just, go kill him, right? And they just died and disappeared, right? Including his son-in-law. If I'm not mistaken, he totally killed his son. Who kills their son-in-law? This guy was loco, man. Bugsy, just kill him. Just kill him. And despite this guy being so crazy, the Western world still supported this guy. They supported the savage wolf, you know, for a long time, if we don't just say, you know, decades. And so anyways, we were talking, was it the Western masters, they do their whoosh thing, you know, and then they send in the savage wolf, and the savage wolf goes, yip, yip, yip. I'm sorry, right? Thank God this guy is dead. Because if he was alive, he would have had us killed. Yeah, so the savage wolf goes, yip, 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 you know, and the Western masters go, whoosh. And he invades the southern province of the newly founded Islamic Republic of Iran. He invades the province of Khuzestan, in which one of the main cities is Khurramshahr. Excuse me, in case you guys forgot, we are celebrating the liberation of the city of Khurramshahr. This is where it all comes full circle. And so on September 22nd, 1980, begins the sacred defense of the Islamic Republic by the Islamic Republic, the sacred defense of freedom, the sacred defense of independence, the sacred defense of freedom. We already said that. The sacred defense of independence. We already said that too. The sacred defense of dignity, the sacred defense of courage, the sacred defense of truth and justice, the sacred defense of freedom, the sacred defense of the Islamic Republic. Again, it's the scripture's fault because he writes too many adjectives. All in all, this was the sacred defense of humanity, the sacred defense of independence, freedom, truth, justice, courage, dignity, honor. It was the sacred defense of this concept of the Islamic Republic. It was the sacred defense of the Islamic Revolution, and it was the sacred defense of Islam, right there. Bam. Bam. And now this sacred defense of the Islamic Republic and the sacred defense of the Islamic Revolution was to last a total of 8 years, from 1980 all the way up till 1988. And it is supposedly one of the longest wars of the 20th century. And it is the only modern war in modern times in which chemical weapons were used on a massive scale. And according to other reports, we add to the list of those who helped in assisting the development of chemical weapons to Saddam and the Savage Wolf was...
Okay. I used to
have a 1998 Ford Mustang, 3.6 liter. Two-door, leather seats. Pecan is really good, though, to be honest with you. Yeah, Mark Barsha, Mark Barsha. You never been slapped like that? Yeah, man. It's like, yeah, man.
All the time in school.
Khomeini, Rahbar, and then Mark Bar, America. Istiqlal, Azadi, Jamhuriye Islami. That's Italian mobster, right? Just kill him. Bugsy, just kill him. And then they go kill him.
Where have you